Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Thank you for setting aside this time in your busy schedule to give worship and praise to the living God as we reflect on who He is. And certainly we must say about God what the Bible says about Him. Yesterday I introduced you to this reality. God is always personally very present in His promises. That is, the Lord gives fully and completely of Himself to those who are His own. We must not separate the promises of God from the person of God. Abram did not. He could not. God is present in His promise. And we saw that in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. 5 out of the 7 promises for how blessed Abraham will be start with God using the personal pronoun, I. God Almighty says, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And then to further affirm this, we set off across the pages of Genesis to see how God reiterated these promises for blessing to Abram. God repeatedly drew attention to Himself, saying, I. We looked at Genesis 13, verses 14 through 17, and Genesis 15, verses 1 through 7, and verse 18. And then in preparation for right now, I asked you to read Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. So how about it? Were you able to do that? And if so, did you notice the I's and the me's and the my's? Again, God gives Himself to Abram. I am reading Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. As I do that, listen carefully for how the Lord will say I, me, and my. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you. I will establish my covenant between me and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. Our purpose today is not to go into the details of these words in Genesis 17, but they are full of impressive promises, aren't they? You heard how again the Lord appeared to Abram and spoke to him. The Lord reiterated the established covenant and the blessing for Abram to be the father of a multitude of people. This reminds us, as it did Abraham, of Genesis 12, verse 2. And this demonstrates for us how personal was the relationship between Abraham and his God. A lot has happened between Genesis 12 and Genesis 17, and there, all along the way, the Lord has been present to His servant. The promises of God include the presence of God. And we come next to the 18th chapter of Genesis. The second half of this chapter is, in my opinion, one of the greatest in the entire Bible and in Abraham's life. and yet it is largely untaught or not emphasized. Since the name of this ministry is God Is, and since we want to know all we can about the nature and the character of God, Genesis 18, beginning at verse 17, must be put under the spotlight and will be. We are not quite there yet, but Lord willing, we will get there. For now, I just have time to highlight what God says in verses 17 through 19. Listen again for the pronouns and for how these words echo the original Genesis 12 promises for blessing. Give ear as I read Genesis 18, verses 17 through 19. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed? For I have chosen him, so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him." The word "I" is used three times there, and the Lord speaks of himself when he says he will bring a blessing upon Abram as previously guaranteed. You see, what God is doing is to establish again and again, to remind and to remind again Abram about the promises. The Lord is always doing this by walking alongside Abraham in his day-to-day life. It's the same with all who obey God. He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And we walk by faith in him and trust his promises to us will be fulfilled, not according to our time schedule, but according to our Heavenly Father's. Are you with me? Are you catching these references all in the book of Genesis? Isn't it helpful for you to hear the word of God? How can we hear the scripture too much? Pray along with me that the Spirit of God will speak to everyone listening. We never know just what verse will be useful in the ministry of the Holy Spirit each day. And I have just three more scriptures to share with you as we again hear God be personal. He thrusts himself right into every promise for blessing. And up next is Genesis 22, verses 15 through 18, which comes after Abraham nearly sacrificed his promised son Isaac to death. I say nearly because, as we know, the Lord intervened and took the knife out of Abraham's hand. Well, afterwards, the angel of the Lord speaks from heaven and says, Genesis 22, 15 through 18. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." You hear it again, I hope, the affirmation of the Genesis 12 promise, all the way over in Genesis 22. Let's bring to a conclusion this tour of Genesis by listening to what this same God says to Abraham's son Isaac, and then to Abraham's grandson Jacob about the Genesis 12 promises. Over in Genesis 26, verses 4 and 5, the Lord said this to Isaac, "I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and will give your descendants all these lands, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." The obedience of Abraham to the commands of God resulted in a significant blessing to Isaac. And God's presence is found in his promises throughout the generations. I, me, my. In Genesis 28, verses 13 through 15, God speaks to Jacob. I'm reading Genesis 28, beginning in verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. Those awesome words are what Jacob heard God say in his dream, with that ladder set on the earth going up to heaven. What a significant blessing is given to Jacob. I do love Jacob, and his life story is compelling. And God is so personal here. God is certainly present in his promise to Jacob. Notice that last sentence, I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. He commits himself to stand by Jacob as he did Abraham and Isaac. That's why Scripture says God is the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. What a note to end on. This proves what I've been saying. God is present in his promise. The presence of God is in the promise of God. The promises God made to Abram in Genesis 12. God is right there to fulfill all of them, in close personal contact with our father Abraham. More tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.